Welcome to Synergy's podcast special edition, Mindset Monday. I am speaking with health practitioner, Dr. Kobe. She is local here on the West Coast and also works internationally through the wonderful online world. And today we are having a focus on mindset health. Welcome to the show, Dr. Kobe.
Thank you so much for having me. I look forward to our conversation.
Well, me too. Thank you so much for being here. And let's get started. We all know that it's really important to have a healthy body, but can you start by telling us why it's important to have a healthy mind?
That's an interesting question. I often say to my patients, especially the ones that are struggling with maybe anxiety or depression or even just brain fog, that it really doesn't seem to matter how good your physical body feels, but if your mind doesn't match, nothing really feels good. So, for example, you could have your physical body just feeling great, no symptoms, but struggling with depression. And if someone asked you, how do you feel? Your answer would likely be, you know, I don't feel well. I'm just not pulling it all together. And then the opposite is true. So if you have a really healthy mindset, you could be struggling with several physical symptoms, but you can sort of overlook them if your mindset is super healthy.
Never thought about looking at it from both ways. And this brings me to the next question of, could you tell us a little bit about how you help women to achieve optimal health?
My specialty is definitely in hormone balancing. I kind of came into this specialty organically over the past decade. I can remember actually being in school and learning about the endocrine or hormone system and just not being super interested in all the hormone pathways. But then when I got into practice, what I kept seeing over and over is different women coming in with differing symptoms or ailments, but the underlying cause very often seemed to link back to a hormone issue. And so my deep desire to help my patients kind of led me back to further training. So after a couple of years of seeing this trend, I entered back into school and ended up getting my PhD in endocrine dysfunction, which is basically hormone issues. And over the years, I just fell more and more in love with just everything about hormones. And especially for women, we are hormonal beings. So our hormones naturally shift throughout the month. And depending on our sensitivity to those shifts, that can equal a lot of issues in our lives. So when a woman comes in and they're struggling with fatigue or mood swings or menstrual issues, weight gain, anything like that, the first thing that I want to help them with is to recognize why they're feeling that way. So discovering the underlying cause. And in my practice, the way that I discover this is through comprehensive hormone testing. This is kind of the hallmark foundation of my practice is the testing. You could have a symptom such as anxiety that could be coming from several different hormone issues. So it's really important to find out the why behind the symptom versus just treating the symptom. So once we've discovered the different hormone imbalances, then we really work to achieve health through lifestyle changes first. So it's kind of like, well, how did you get here in the first place? So if your stress is really affecting your hormone balance, then let's work on managing your stress through different techniques and making some lifestyle changes so that the pattern isn't repeated. And then I'll also use specialized natural hormone therapies and different herbal medicine remedies, supplements, and even detoxification to really bring the balance back. And I think my passion for helping women in this area is that there's a ripple that happens in either direction. So if they come in and they're out of balance and they're really not feeling like themselves, the ripple goes into their family, their jobs, you know, their role as a mom or a wife or whatever it might be. We are kind of like the thermometer of the home.
Really curious how much of a loop there is between the mind and the body. If it can cause anxiety from having an imbalance, can someone think they're just dealing with anxiety before they come into the realization that it's a physical issue?
Just a little while ago, maybe 6 months ago, a patient came in and she never had anxiety in her life. And she went on a trip And during the trip, there was kind of some traumatic events that happened. And ever since then, she had anxiety. And the traumatic issues she dealt with, but the anxiety stayed. And it actually increased to the point where she was having panic attacks. And it was obviously really affecting her life. And she kept thinking, well, this traumatic event has caused the anxiety, and now I have anxiety. And she was told by different practitioners that, you know, that the anxiety is there. It's not going to go away, that it's part of PTSD, and that's just going to be how it is for her. But it was interesting because right during this time, she was going through a transitional perimenopause stage where her hormones were kind of wildly fluctuating. So that, coupled with the traumatic event, was kind of the perfect storm for the anxiety to really set stage. And so because she was in counseling for the events that had happened, and then I intervened with some testing and some hormone balancing therapies, the anxiety completely went away. And so in that case, it was kind of the combination of, you know, a triggering event, but also the anxiety probably wouldn't have lingered and stayed and turned into such a big event in her life if her hormones were in balance. And then the opposite is true. So if she hadn't have had that triggering event, she likely would have developed some more mild anxiety because her hormones were so out of balance. So, you know, a lot of people aren't getting the information that anxiety or whatever mindset it might be can actually be coming from a hormone imbalance, and that you don't have to continue struggling in that way.
I find this so interesting because my work is mindset coaching with women. And I'm wondering if you have any suggestions how they could know when they've done enough work and they're not getting any results in the anxiety going away, when they think to consider that it might be a physical issue they're dealing with.
I'm going to answer that in two ways. So the first way is that I really believe that every woman has this gut or inner voice or kind of intuition that we need to sort of reconnect with, because we often know, like, this is something deeper, but maybe we kind of ignore it because we're busy and we don't have time and we're not really that high on our priority list. Mm-hmm. And so step one is, like, reconnect to your inner voice, because that's not going to lie to you. And so if you're thinking, like, there's something deeper, I think, like, this isn't just, you know, these issues that have happened in my life. And then also, if you've undergone, you know, mindset coaching or counseling or whatever it is, and you're not getting the results with those avenues, then at that point, you want to consider there could be some other contributing factors that haven't been addressed yet.
Excellent thing for people to know about. Mm-hmm. You shared a little bit about this already, but we're really curious how you got into your field of work.
It was interesting. Growing up, my mom was always into natural medicine. So we would come from school and she'd have these different green concoctions for us to, you know, hold our nose and chug down after school. And my grandpa, my grandpa was actually a herbalist as well. So I got a bit of exposure from him. But I knew at a very young age that I would be either a doctor or a pharmacist, because I was just enamored with the whole field of medicine. And I had actually set myself up to embark upon conventional medicine school. And at that time, my mom developed a really rare blood condition kind of suddenly. And she ended up in the hospital for a year. And so she underwent all these different therapies, and I had to put my schooling on hold because she was critically ill.
Oh my.
And it was such a scary time. But I sort of, going through this journey with her, really recognized that, okay, conventional medicine has, beyond a shadow of a doubt, saved her life. Without the advanced therapies that they offered her, there's no way that she would be alive today. But once they were sort of done with the critical care, they, after a year, discharged her and said, okay, so go home. You know, you're going to live a life that's limited. You're going to be in bed a lot of the time, like kind of like lifelong bed rest sentence. And when she got home, she tapped into her belief in natural medicine and went to a natural medicine doctor in the small town that we were living in at the time. And I watched her transform and completely get her health back. And I mean, 100%, you would never know anything had ever happened to my mom.
Beautiful.
And it was so great to just have that personal experience. And my belief like fit more with that. Mm-hmm. You know, I equally respect both forms of medicine, but for me, my belief set was more into the side of kind of coming in and really helping people regain their lives back. And so I switched into natural medicine healing at that point.
Wow, it's so amazing how looking back, you can see, you know, the why, but when you're in that moment, it's not always so clear, right? Beautiful story. What is something that you find that you are often repeating to your clients?
Definitely, I really try and convey that I don't want them to come to me and think that leaving, they're just going to be taking some pills and that's the end of the story. To me, that would be a tragic story. I really like to focus on the lifestyle aspects of it and dive deep into the changes that they can make. One of my favorite things is going through this sort of de-stressing your life exercise that I do with my patients, where we kind of come together and identify the different areas in their life that really aren't working for them and come up with some solutions of how to make some changes. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely something that I'm conveying over and over again, is that this can't just be, you know, you taking a couple bottles of pills, because that will get old and you won't get like the big changes that you're looking for. It has to be a marriage of lifestyle changes with the specialized natural treatments coming together for the optimal healing.
I like that, looking at it as a marriage where it's a two-way way of working together. It's very powerful. If somebody is ready, they want to come meet you for the very first time, what can they do to be best prepared and to get the most out of the first time that they spend with you?
I would say they need to be ready for a change. And one of the things I love about my job, and I say this quite often to patients, is that half the work of my job is done by the time you're in my office. Because in my type of medicine, usually someone's struggling with a situation. They've gone to several types of practitioners that hasn't worked for them. They haven't gotten the healing that they need. And so they recognize that they need to do something different. And in that recognition, they're also opening themselves up to be ready for change. And so my hope when I have a new patient is that they recognize that what they're currently doing is not working and that they're ready for some changes. And the changes don't have to be, you know, big grand changes, but there needs to be a shift in a different direction. So I hope that they're open and ready to, you know, changing some of the foods that they're eating, changing some of the lifestyle things that they're doing, and just kind of looking at their issues that they're having from a standpoint of what is the cause? How can I treat the cause so that I don't have to keep treating the condition?
So if you're listening today, we're talking with Dr. Kobe. You can find her at drkobe.com, and I'm going to link everything into the Synergy Mindset Coaching website, where you'll be able to find all the links. She has cookbooks for you. You can read her Ultimate Gluten and Dairy-Free Cookbook. There's many others that can help you really get your life healthy. And before we say goodbye, could I give you the opportunity? Is there anything that you'd like to share to leave with our audience?
I think that like what I really want people to understand about me is that my sole motivation, there's nothing underlying, is really to help people live their best life. And so if that is through my work or me referring outward to other practitioners coming in and helping, like I'm on the team of the patient. And so that could be, you know, a mixture of conventional medicine, natural medicine, you know, coaching, whatever it might be. I'm very integrated and I'm just here for the patient. And so whatever that looks like, that's what's going to happen.
Wow, that was a powerful interview. I don't know about you, but I am sure pumped about looking at the whole picture of my woman's health. And I love how she talks about women being the thermostat of the home. There's so much that we do as women. And part of us thriving is being part of a community where we can come together and we can share our wins and we can support each other where we need support. So if you haven't already, please hit subscribe so that you will receive new podcast episodes every week. And I look forward to delivering you another episode next week.